Therefore, it is necessary that of the men who have accompanied us in all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up with us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they put forth two men, Joseph called Barabbas, who is also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which one of these two you have chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go his own place." And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11. Now, if you look at lots or the throwing of the dice, those were considered biblical ways. They were ways that, especially in the Old Testament, that people made decisions at times. I don't recommend that necessarily now. Whoa, snake eyes. I just lost $10,000. Okay, never mind. Okay, so I don't recommend that. However, there is biblical truth to using the lots, you know. Which straw did you grab? I got the short one. Okay. So decisions were made at that time. But here's what we want to look at. Is that character counts. Now, I want you to think about your first name and or your middle name. What does it mean? So, for instance, David. It's Hebrew by nature, means beloved or irritated every once in a while. But in Hebrew, it means beloved. My middle name, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Craig, is Scottish. That's about as far away from Hebrew as you can be. But there I am. I have this Scottish name. Craig is actually a long form of the word crag or rock. I don't know how it gets in there. But what it means is a dweller. It ties in with badgers who live in underground but live on hillsides. What it means is strong and enduring. So what does your name mean? And do you, here's what I'm alluding to, are you, I can see Jason's looking at his mom going, "Okay, Mom, why'd you name me what you named me?" Hey, I didn't have anything to do with it, Jason. Anyway, so the thing is do you reflect the meaning of your name? That's the whole point of character counts. And it's the Hebrew tradition. Let's think about the name Jesus. Jesus, there's a whole bunch of different alliterations of it, but it's, as far as the Hebrew part of it, it actually, the root name of it is Joshua. Jesus is the Anglican version of the Hebrew words, of the Greek words, etc., etc. But what it means is Joshua, and Joshua means God's salvation. So it comes right back to Jesus and salvation. Now, who in here wants to say, "Yeah, I know what my origin of my name is, other than my mom gave it to me when I was born"? What's the origin? What's the national origin of your name? And do you have character that goes with what the meaning of your name is? Who wants to volunteer? Sally. Oh. There is... I have been chewed out so many times for not handing out the mic. Do you think I want to keep that up? No. All right. What does Sally mean?
Okay. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Go for it.
Sarah. Sally Sarah. And it's princess, and I doubt it.
Amen, sister. But, think of you as a little kid. Were you, in fact, a little princess?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. All right. Who else wants to give it up here? Huh? Oh, but you cheated. You went to the phone.
That's how I roll. I cheat. Just FYI.
Yeah. Yeah,
is this on? Is this on? Okay. It says here, Hebrew meaning the name Raquel is a Hebrew baby name. In Hebrew, the meaning of the name Raquel is innocent.
Wow.
I really don't think that's true. Actually, the Spanish meaning is lamb, and I've read that before, that it's lamb. So
we're going to toss out the Hebrew and keep the Spanish part. Okay, who else? Because this is a lot of fun. Okay, Wayne. I was just going to throw the mic to you, and I realized I might hit too many heads in the way. So there you go.
Okay, Wayne is an English baby name, and it means craftsman, wagon right, wagon driver.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess I'm kind of handy with tools.
Wow. Okay. So, Betty, what does Betty mean? Well, everybody else has got their phones out. Go ahead and look.
I'm supposed to look it up for you, Betty.
Okay. Okay. So I can see more phones are coming out. People are going, I got to look. What's Rod mean? Rodney does not mean good boy. Janelle?
Does anybody remember the band Bread?
Yes.
And Aubrey was her name. There we go. So that's Aubrey right there. And also it means elfish king.
Yeah, because it was a boy's name originally.
But she has little pointy ears, so it was kind of weird that it kind of fit her.
Yeah. I find out the neatest things about this congregation.
My name, it just says English, but my grandpa used to own the Modern Drugstore next to the Bluebird in Logan, and my mom would work there. And one of the clients or customers came in to have a refill prescription, and her name was Janelle. So there you go.
So you're named after a prescription.
I am.
Okay. Okay, Janice. There you go, Larry.
Oops. Janice is very loving and kind. She can make anyone who comes in contact with her feel glorious. She is a gift from God, and she always has a great smile.
Yeah, Larry's going, whoa. Okay.
I know Shana's. Shana is a Hebrew name, and it means beautiful.
Okay. Any other volunteers here? Chris, what's Chris mean? Or Christopher?
Since I'm the one I was asking for, I figured I
ought to. Yeah. Since I'm the one who always gets the evil eyes look back there from the booth.
Right. So with my names, it's an interesting oxymoron because, you know, I have Christopher is my first name, which means Christ bearer. And then Adam is my middle name, which we all know kind of being the first sinner, as you and I were talking this morning, Dave,
right.
You know, I kind of go between the two. But Hebrew meaning man is what it comes from. So,
yeah.
Hey, I get to have fun every day somewhere along the spectrum.
He catches it. Okay, who else we got? Anybody else want to volunteer in here? Verlaine. Yours is fame, as in famous. All right, Rodney.
Well, you know, my name's kind of weird. And kind of a unique kind of name. And my name is simply my parents' names combined. Being the firstborn, I was blessed with my father's name was Blaine. So they took the Lane. And my mother's name was Virginia. And they just changed the V-I-R to V-E-R. And Verlaine. And I guess that's really true because, you know, your child is a combination of two parents. So that's me, just a combination of my parents.
Thank you. All right, so here's the next question then. With what we know now about as far as the traits of your names, in your daily walk, are you fulfilling what the actual meaning of your name is? It's character counts, character traits. And Jill's going, oh, yeah, I got this, yeah.
No, ours is good. I know, but this is weird. What does Jill mean? Honest, benevolent, brilliant, and often in Michigan.
Amen. Okay, so here's a little bit more on your pastor. As a sixth grader, my family, they had built this house farther out into South Salem. And so there was this lady who had two boys who played with my sister and I. And, you know, we were in a cul-de-sac, so the whole neighborhood's always playing in the center. Well, she comes up to me one day, and she says, "What's your name?" I'd only been there a few weeks. I'm Dave. She goes, "Now, from now on, your nickname is Aloysius." Well, first of all, I didn't know how to spell it, and I didn't know what language it was. So I said, "What language is that?" And she says, "It's French." I said, "Okay." So I just stuck with me a little bit. So then I looked up the name Aloysius, if my wife isn't already doing that. Okay. But the name Aloysius is Latin. So I've gone from a Hebrew first name to a Scottish middle name, and now I'm to Latin. That puts me back down around Italy. I knew there was a connection. But Aloysius actually means famous warrior. So I've thought about this one for a while. There's another translation of it too that says Aloysius also means gift of God. Don't go too far with that one. You know, but I laugh about it because I go, I've been a warrior in one form or another most of my life. I never thought about it. Now, I don't say that gleefully and going, "Yes, I've got it." No, it's, have I fulfilled that nickname unwittingly, unknowingly? Have I done it? Well, yeah, I retired from the military. We're all warriors, right? Some are a little crazier than others, but we're all warriors. Are you, as Christians, are you warriors yourself? Yes, you are. Whether you want to be or not, you are. By the very fact, when you got saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and in your daily Christian walk, you're a warrior. And whether you think about it ahead of time or not, is that in many ways, each of us fulfills that bottom root description of what your name is. So like we have Benjamin, yes, B-A-S. So we have Benjamin. And Benjamin, what does Benjamin mean? It's what? Son of the right hand. Then we have Vincent. What does Vincent mean? I don't know. You know? Because it sounds, do you ever put names together because they sound good? Yeah. Oh, this rhymes. Let's go with this. I don't know what it means. So, my mom got to name the four kids. Yeah, conquering. So, Vincent is conquering. Yes, he conquers his world every day. He's like that little two-year-old warrior that just has that dust cloud behind him. But that's another sermon. So here's my challenge to you guys. God has his traits. Jesus has his traits. The Holy Spirit has his traits on who he is, what he represents, what he does. You each have your own character traits as to who you are, what you are, and how you portray your name. Joe.
So, do I ask how that's the microphone?
No.
Thank you.
What?
So, S is strong, brave, and hardy. And I have a little story. And I know it's a Nettie story, but...
If you guys could see Ev from up here, he's going, "Oh my God, she's going to tell a story on me." This confession thing for a while. Okay. So, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit have their traits and how they do things. And there's the literal meanings of what their names are. The literal meaning for God is, I am. You know, Jesus, God of salvation. The Holy Spirit, that's a little tougher one to do, but, you know, what are some of the names that Jesus gave the Holy Spirit? The Comforter. you know, the counselor, guide, the guider, that sort of thing. You each have different literal meanings to what your names are. You, in many ways, you fulfill what your name means. Now, we've talked about the Trinity. We've talked about you. But what's our character trait as a church? I don't mean the big church. I mean Aldersgate, United Methodist Church. What's our character? What's our character? What are the character traits? When people think of Aldersgate, what do they think of? What things come to mind? What things come to mind? Kindness. What else? Love. Kindness. Love. Definitely this church is itself. There's no doubt that each of you are very much yourselves. And that's true. I'm glad you said that, Sue. What else we got? You're enduring. You are survivors. But you're also givers of love. Givers of time, talent, and money. So when people look at Aldersgate, what do they see? They see a cheat. They're not a cheat. They see a church. That's a Freudian slip if I ever heard one. Whoa. Okay, let's analyze that one. Okay. But this church has a good reputation. You have been through a lot. We as a church have been through a lot. I've been here now almost a year. Unbelievable. I've been here almost a year. You guys have put up with me. You have nurtured me. You have occasionally chewed my butt on things. Well, I deserved it. But you have learned the quirks that your pastor has, the pastor's wife has. What? They're happy quirks. Okay. My boys, Benny and Vinny. Izzy.
Yeah,
Izzy. See, Izzy, yeah. Hand up. Okay. So you're a loving church. You're a compassionate church. You definitely have a wonderful character about you. You're not a bad church. You're not an evil church. You're not a disobedient church. Those kinds of things. You're not that at all. You're a very loving, forgiving church. And I appreciate that because that's what I need. I did not need to go into a 500-person church as a brand new pastor and be overwhelmed by 500 people's problems, challenges, and oh my goshes pouring out of them, you know? But you guys have been very good for me. It's been very healthy for me. So I thank you for that. You've done wonders for me. And you have trained me up in more ways than you realize. By the time I actually leave from here, especially you, Rod, by the time I leave from here, I'll actually be a pretty good pastor ready for the next church. You guys are going to get another newbie. And you're going to start all over again. Okay? So, all that to say, God loves you. He cares for you. And he's growing this church. He's changing this church. And when I pray for you, I don't go, oh, God, what have you given me? I don't do that. Well, a couple of you. But anyway. I don't do that. But what I do is I pray for you by pew because I know where you sit. This is the Wells. This is the Olsons. This is Rod. And Keith when he's here. That's his pew. You know, that sort of thing. So I pray for you by pew. And I love you all. I thank you so much. And oh, by the way, moms, where you at? All right, all you moms, stand up. You go. Get the feeling back to the backside. Okay, for the rest of you, we need to give the moms a round of applause, don't you think? Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to move into a time of communion. But what I would like to do is, Jason, if you would help me, what I'd like to do is serve the moms first. Have them come up. Let me go through my thing for communion. But then I'd like to serve the moms first because, you know what? It's your day. Oh, you.